From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, June 27th, 2025. The U.S. Supreme Court today issued a ruling that could open the door for President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship to take effect. Right after the decision came down, the American Civil Liberties Union of Maine and other groups filed a new nationwide class action lawsuit challenging the order. The 6-3 ruling did not directly address the merits of the president's efforts to end birthright citizenship for children whose parents are undocumented or on temporary visas. Instead, the court ruled that federal judges do not have the authority to issue nationwide injunctions and gave lower courts 30 days to reconsider the scope of their orders. But Carol Garvin with the ACLU of Maine says the ruling did not curtail class action lawsuits.
So in some ways, it is a different strategic method to ensure the same kind of broad protection.
Garvin says her group and others are also seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the order from taking effect while litigation plays out. The Bureau of Economic Analysis is reporting the personal income of Mainers rose by an annual rate of nearly 7% in the first quarter of this year, but the state's gross domestic product fell at a rate of just over 1%. The information and real estate sectors did increase their economic output from the January to March quarter, but wholesale, retail, trade, and the finance and insurance sectors saw declines. The gain in personal income came mostly from government payments and dividend, interest, and rent payments. A cyclist has died after being hit by an SUV on Route 1 early this morning in Scarborough. As Carol Bousquet reports, police are now looking for the driver.
Police say 59-year-old Howard Gribben was riding south near Southgate Road before being struck at around 4:15 a.m. They say the driver of the SUV left the scene of the collision. Gribben was taken to Maine Medical Center, where he later died of his injuries. Route 1 between Hages Parkway and Payne Road was shut down for about 3 hours while police conducted their investigation. They are now looking for any help in locating the driver whose silver SUV has extensive front end damage. Anyone with information is asked to call the Scarborough Police Department. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
Healthcare advocates say proposed cuts to Medicaid could endanger Maine hospitals that are already struggling. Toby McGrath with Protect Our Care says a recent report shows nearly 340 rural hospitals across the country would be at risk of closing, including hospitals in Ellsworth and Presque Isle. He says those closures would have severe consequences in rural areas where hospitals are often the largest employers.
And so if you're looking at shutting down hospitals and hundreds of workers having to be displaced and find new jobs and move to southern Maine or out of state, that doesn't just harm the healthcare, it also the physical well-being of people. It also affects the economic well-being.
In a letter to the state's congressional delegation, Governor Janet Mills cited an independent study suggesting that Maine could lose $4.5 billion in federal Medicaid dollars over the next decade if the federal cuts are approved. A former local union president at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard pleaded guilty to fraud this week in federal court in Portland. Kyle Chase served as president for a local union chapter representing shipyard employees. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, starting in 2020, he embezzled more than $10,000 in a 2-year period. Prosecutors say Chase withdrew cash and made purchases without authorization by the union and made false statements to cover up his actions. He faces up to 20 years in jail and a fine of up to $250,000. The parent company of Hannaford Supermarket says a data breach has affected 95,000 Maine residents. The filing with the Maine Attorney General's office indicates that the breach occurred on November 5, 2024, and was discovered the next day. The filing suggests customers' sensitive personal information, including social security numbers and bank account information, may have been compromised. Those affected will receive a letter from the company and are being offered free identity theft protection services. In addition to Maine customers and employees, the breach exposed more than 2 million people across the country. Who would want to spend their Saturday strapping on a pair of roller skates and a helmet and lunging headfirst into a wall of people waiting to take them down? Turns out, a lot of people. Maine has a thriving roller derby scene, and the sport, though intense and often aggressive, is known for its inclusivity. Maine Roller Derby recently hosted a day-long tournament at its practice space in Westbrook. Nicolo Grisco was there.
Inside Maine Roller Derby, everyone has a place and a roller derby name. There's Thugs Bunny, T-Rex, Shreddy Bear, Chickadee Wallop, and Bruce Lee, not to be confused with Bruce Willis, who's on the mic providing commentary to spectators with Bananica Patrick.
Maine Roller Derby protecting a lead here, but still enough time for Boston to catch up.
This is the first game, or bout, in a day-long tournament called Skatecation Land. Roller derby teams from Boston and Eastern Pennsylvania have traveled up for the day. Tugboat is one of the referees. He's been playing and officiating for more than 12 years.
It's kind of like a full contact race on skates where people are trying to prevent you from getting through.
Unlike the banked roller derby popular on TV in the 1960s where the track is pitched, this version is played on a flat oval. Each 30-minute half is broken up into what are called jams. A jam is a 2-minute run when each team tries to score points. At the center of each jam is the jammer, who wears a cover on their helmet with a big star. To score points, the jammer must pass opponents while skating around the track. Teams earn 1 point for each opponent passed by their jammer. The other members of the team are blockers, and they're trying to prevent the opposing team's jammer from getting through.
So I am an absolute menace.
Dash has been playing roller derby for 15 years and helped organize the day's tournament. Right now, she's one of 4 blockers on the track for Maine.
I am trying to brutalize the other wall and jam her through so that she can score points. I'm just in there wrecking havoc at all times, ideally.
Vertigo Fast is out for Boston. Meanwhile, Becca back for Maine Roller Derby.
Dash is mic'd up and takes to the track. She and 2 of her teammates grab hold of each other's arms to form a kind of human wall. They're trying to stop Boston's jammer from getting through. Dash leaves the pack, lowers her shoulder, and
got her.
Body slams the jammer to the ground. It's not all about hard hits, though. Dash says there's strategy involved, like deciding when to play offense or switch suddenly to defense.
Hold me! Hold, Mulder!
Heck yeah! Heck yeah! That's for radio. That's not what I'd usually say.
Maine Roller Derby has more than 130 skaters, referees, and officials, coaches, and other volunteers. They do everything from DJ to lay duct tape on the floor to mark the track. Most join the league having little to no skating experience and learn the skills from each other along the way. Tugboat, the ref, says his first time skating in a game wasn't pretty. But the sport, he says, was unlike any he had ever seen before. And he was drawn in by the game's inclusivity.
Roller derby is very friendly to the LGBTQ community as well as the neurodivergent community. And those are things that are important to me. And it's pretty punk rock.
Dash says, regardless of your role or skill level, the sport offers a respite from whatever's going on outside the roller rink.
Right now, that's super important, especially because a lot of us are in the LGBTQ community, and it's been hard in this present time that we're in. So to have a place to come and celebrate and be ourselves without having to apologize to anyone and just like be sporty, athletic, and powerful has been... it's everything I need right now.
Back on the track, Maine has been able to protect its lead over Boston.
Dash and Structurally Unsound duking it out here in the final seconds.
Maine beat Boston by a score of 188-141.
Folks, let's give it up for these two teams. Terrific game they just gave us, Maine Roller Derby and Boston Roller Derby.
Dash says the victory feels especially sweet since Maine lost to Boston earlier this year and it wasn't close. And she says it means a lot to the team to welcome others to Maine for Skatecation Land. After all, it's the way life, or roller derby, should be. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ugrisco.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.